Okay, girls probably sent this. I think, at about 26 minutes past 11. But I kept it because I wanted it to be the last text. So we start with it during the soul therapy segment. So we'll just talk to Gaspar for a couple of minutes and then we get into the day's topic and then the hookup edition of the show. Good evening. Really enjoying the show. God bless you guys. I am really depressed. When I was in school, there was this particular babe that I was dating. Even after school, she went for service. I went for service as well. We were already planning to settle down. We've been together from school to date about 6 years now. So, I'm reading it like you sent it. She told her parents about me. Her family knew me very well because they stayed in Delta State. So back then, I used to go to her house. We were both doing assignments together, studying together, and her parents knew me so well. But they never had an idea that we were dating. So one day, she told her mom about me, and she said that she was going to take it to her pastor to pray about it. And the pastor did and said that God told her that I wasn't the person for her. She fell sick. We even fasted and prayed. And her elder sister's husband, that's also a pastor, said the same thing. So right now, the depression will be here. We both understand ourselves very well. Sometimes I could just think, no be small. The depression won't kill me. Her mom was like, I'm a good guy. She knows me very well. But God has spoken. So, she can't do anything. So, I just stay confused. Just be like, make she carry me go middle of river. Leave me there. Gaspar from Ibejuleki. So, Gaspar, we'll start with this story. We'll start with your case when we get into the soul therapy segment. All right? That's what we'll do. So, Chat Station family members will talk to you on what to do. So, Gaspar is in love with a girl. I mean, they're both in love, right? But according to the girl's mom, her pastor said that according to God, he's not the right one for the girl. And her sister, that's the girl's sister, whose husband is also a pastor, said the same thing. That the same God that her mom's, that the girl's mom's pastor heard from, spoke to him as well. And said the same thing, that the guy is not the right one for the girl. He fasted, he prayed, but he did not hear from his own God to tell him if he's the right one or not. And right now he's depressed. He doesn't know what to do. So please, Chat Station family members, over to you. When we get back, we'll be talking to him. Gaspar from Ibejuleki. Yes, when we are done talking to him, then we get into the day's topic and the hookup edition of the show. You know, I always give you time to, you know, process the information and, of course, call and talk to him. How do I pin this? Loads of messages. Okay, let me just, all right, pin chat, sing. So when I get back, or when we get back, I'll read it again and open up the phone lines for people to talk to you. All right. So yeah, about advising someone. Well, there is nothing bad, I would say, in advising someone, but you just have to know your limit. Yeah. Because people will always be people. You might actually be doing it with your pure heart, genuine intentions, but what if they don't listen? Or what if they listen and then later on they get to change their minds and they start seeing you as a bad person? Because in all honesty, they might not handle things the way that you would, and you might not be able to handle things the way that they would. So I think it's best when you're advising somebody, stay on the fence, right? I mean, that might make you seem a little bit indecisive. I beg your pardon. You might appear a little bit indecisive, but it's safer that way. And if you must pick a stand, always tell them, I think you should do it this way. But if I were to be in your shoes, I am not asking you to do this, so But if I were to be in your shoes, like, always reiterate it. Let them know that you're not compelling them to doing that. You're just telling them, give them two options. What will suit them emotionally, and then your truth. In case anything comes up later, you tell them, Shabi, I told you, I gave you two options. I did not force you to take my stand. Take for instance, a girl is with an abusive partner and you want to advise her out of that relationship. The ideal thing to do is to ask her to walk out. But you really don't know how some people think. So it's ideal to just say, this guy don't to beat you. If Nami day your shoes, Sha, I go come on to nobody in this world. But now you day, now you wear the shoes, now you know where they pain. If you feel that he's going to change, I mean, you've been enduring this for such a period of time. If you think, that he's going to change, it's up to you. But me, I for no fit. But try talking to him, you know. Talk to the person he listens to, the one he respects. Just have that conversation with him. Ask him his triggers. Ask him how to love him right. Maybe you're not loving him the right way. You know, always treat people with the fact and emotions, especially people in relationships, people in love. I am telling you, because at that moment, they are not logical. They are more emotional than logical. So you have to know how to deal with them. I've been there before. I knew who was telling me the right thing, but I was like, how do I not walk away? It took me a while. So we know these things. You just have to be careful out there so you don't appear like the bad person, especially when they settle, especially when that person now changes for good. They will not start seeing you as that devil who was trying to deprive them of this sweet relationship. So you just have to be careful, okay? Thank you so much. Coming up next is a song by Simi. And this is me saying good morning and welcome to the show. Mind your business. Simi featuring Faust. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Adablezi is my name. And if you want to hit me up on Instagram at Adablezi, Adablezy. All right, come on, person. It is a song by Bonoboy of his latest project. Damini. Love Damini. Hope you like the song, though, because whenever I listen to that song, it just has a way of, you know, relaxing my nerves, reminding me that regardless of how tough the world is, yeah, my happiness is still in my hands. I am still fully in control of what makes me happy and, of course, what gets me mad as well. And at the end of the day, I am a common person. Great song, Bonoboy, African Giant. Welcome back to the show. This is the Chart Station, and right about now, it is a soul therapy segment, and I remain your radio girlfriend, Ada Blessing. How are you? So yeah, I am sounding this way because, trust me, should I tell you this? I am freezing in here. Like, the studio is so cold, trust me. This one is not cold outside, though. It's so cold inside, my brother. And to think that I'm actually putting on sweater. Yeah, but I'm still freaking cold. Now, let me whisper so my bosses will not hear this part. So it's not like I can't turn it off. I can. But then the AC ought to be on. Like all three, right? Yeah. They need to be on for the recruitment in here. And they'll tell me. If they should see me turning it off, they tell me, dress for the AC. The AC, not dressed for you. Oh. And after saying this, I now wonder, communicator could have prayed for me that I should, or what did he even say? Okay, he said I was going to go to Canada before the end of the year. How do I survive there? How? Maybe I'll go during summer, I think. Alright, welcome back. Now I can speak louder. I whispered to just you, and I am very sure my bosses didn't hear that part. So if you ever guess to them, I'm a hold you all responsible and accountable for not keeping secrets. Yeah. So let's talk. This is a soul therapy segment on the Chart Station, and I pinned a comment from, what's his name? Gospar from Ibejuleki. So yes, we'll be talking to Gospar right about now. We'll be telling him what to do. Gospar sent this during the previous segment, so I had to like keep it for us to do it now before we get into the hookup edition of the show. So yes, good evening. Really enjoying the show. God bless you guys. I am really depressed. When I was in school, there was this particular babe I was dating. Even after school, we went for service. I also went for service. We were already planning on settling down. We've been together from school till date about 6 years now. So, she told the parents about me. Her family knew me very well. They know me very well because they stayed in Delta. So, back then, I used to go to her house. We're doing assignments together, studying together, and doing stuff together. So, I was known. But, they never knew that we were dating. So, one day she told the mom about me. And the mom asked her to wait. She took her to her pastor to pray about it. And the pastor did and said that the Lord told him that I wasn't the right person for her. The girl fell sick. We fasted and prayed, and her eldest sister's husband, is also a pastor, said that he also prayed to God and he heard the same thing. So right now, the depression no be here. We both understand ourselves so well. Sometimes I could just think, no be small, the depression won't kill me. Her mom was like, I'm a good guy. She knows me very well, but the Lord has spoken, so nothing can be done. So I just stay confused. Just be like, may she carry me, go middle of river, leave me there. Gospel from Ibejuleki, what do I do? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Ada, where are you?
Thank you so much.
Ada?
Yes, comrade.
Concerning the story you brought this morning,
mm-hmm.
It is not all relationship that must resort to marriage.
Okay.
Ada, I have a pastor that I don't go to the church over 30 years where my head knows. He called him to me like this. I go run to him. We pray together. We tell him things. Okay, this is my brother who made this story. He said, the girl that is your life, that you are intending to marry.
Mm.
The mama say in pastor, say, you plan all men to be bad.
Yeah.
And the girl that is the husband is also pastor. Mm-hmm. You don't intend him bad.
Yeah.
Now, my brother was asking, what does your own parents pastor? Say your parents, they don't have pastor. He has said, don't you have pastor that you can pray with?
Hmm.
Otherwise, if they are saying the same thing, you don't have any other option than to move on. For you to be depressed, and God forbid, if anything happens to you, the care will surely go on. But if you insist that you want to talk this novel, like Romeo and Juliet, one, you may not have the girl parental consent in your marriage. Two, you may see misconception. One, you will be afraid of the marriage. There will be fear. And the girl will not be happy because her mother has already said, people are not meant to be. The lady will be afraid. What if it happens? So, we're not going to connect very, very well emotionally.
Okay.
Marriage is not only love. If you have emotional connection, spiritual connection, physical connection. So, what about in conclusion? As this lady, mama, open mouth, say, pastor, talk, say, we're not meant to be. It don't judge the matter.
Okay.
So, move on with their life. Me and many people, our first love and our first girlfriend, don't be there with Mario. Me myself, they break my heart. I don't intend the pressure, but I was celibate for 2 years. Let's do go say thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, Comrade Ikechukwu. Thank you. What does he think, and the girl as well, what does she think about the supposed spiritual directives? They should remember that the marriage is between just the both of them. Speaking like a Gen Z, I would say they should elope. Speaking as a Christian, I would say they should ask their advisors the reason for the negative counsel. Speaking as a realist, I would say there is still so much life ahead of him and therefore he should move on. Broken hearts do heal. Time or a better option would be the soothing balm, but he must pick himself up and move on. Cruz. All right. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello?
This is Austin.
Welcome, Austin.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on this issue of mama and papa into someone's marriage, I don't understand them. They have their own marriage, they didn't take care of their marriage. You understand? Allow the future hope to live their life.
Okay.
And plan their own way. You understand? And again, issue of pastor, God told them, they're all liars. Could never tell them anything. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
God never tell anybody anything.
Are you sure?
The only thing, yes, 100% sure. They're just lying. They're just, I don't know how I would say this, they're just trying to give you something out of imagination. Yes, whatever they do goes under probability. After all your explanation, they will tell you that God said, God did not say anything to them.
Yes,
100% sure that. Let the mother and the father leave the girl alone and leave the brother-in-law alone. Let the two of them marry each other and take care of their marriage.
Okay.
That's my own advice.
All right, Austin, thank you so much. God did not say anything. Well, I don't know how I feel about this. Yeah, the Lord said, the Lord told me this, the Lord told me that. I believe in God. I believe that people listen or people hear from God and all. But in all honesty, I want to know, how do you know that the Lord is the one speaking to you? And when? Is it when you dream, or there is a special voice, or must it come from what are they called, from pastors, spiritual leaders or something? How did they know that? They just heard from God, because I pray and there are times that I feel confused about some certain things, and then when I pray about those things, sometimes I just find peace. I just stop feeling troubled about that situation and I take that move. Is that the Lord speaking? Would you say that was the Lord that asked me to go ahead? And there are times that I get confused over things. I pray for a long period of time. I think it was last month. I was pretty confused about something. I fasted for a week. I was coming on the radio. I was still doing my show, doing everything, but I was fasting because I had to, you know, get direction over what I wanted to do. I'm saying this because I believe in God and I am a Christian. So after a week, I just felt like it's been settled spiritually and I kept it moving. Now, this is me saying my truth. I did not hear anything from anybody. I did not dream. So how do you hear from God? Or is it that peace that you get over that, and then at the end of the day, regardless of the peace that you feel about a certain subject, you still have to think of what to do? It's just like saying, what picture do I paint? Let's say I'm not talking to somebody right now, yeah? And I'm seeking the face of the Lord about talking to that person. And then I pray, let's say for 2 days, pray on that subject, and after praying I feel like this person was the one that hurt me. I I tried reaching out to the person ignored my calls, and I just don't want to, at that moment I was angry, I just don't want to have it at heart that I am keeping malice with someone, right? And then I talked to God again about it. Should I still reach out to this person, or do I just keep it moving? And after that, after 2 days, I just feel like, Omo, I've spoken to God about it. I am fine. I feel peaceful. Now, that's a decision I'm taking 2 days later, that I'm now calm. Maybe I was feeling like reaching out to that person 2 days ago because I missed that person. Maybe I was in a situation that I felt like, oh, if I was talking to this person, or if this person was talking to me, we would have, you know, fixed the situation. And 2 days later, after I've taken my time, I have prayed, I've had enough time to think about that problem. And now I now know how to tackle that problem alone. Would you now say that was the Lord that showed me how to do it alone? Or that was Him telling me not to reconcile with that person, since I have tried reconciling with that person and that person was just proving, you know, difficult? How do you hear from God? This is now a da blessing asking. But yeah, we still have a topic on ground. We're talking to this guy who's in love with a lady, but the lady's mom and the lady's sister's husband, both of them, the lady's mom's pastor and the lady's sister's husband is also a pastor, they both said that they heard from God and He told them that the guy isn't the right one for the girl. So what do you have to say? And remember, I've asked you a question too, so let's talk. Hello. Yeah.
Good morning. Yes, thanks for what you are doing. Great,
thank you so much.
I think that the institution of matrimony is the most attacked institution in the world, because Satan, the devil, knows that if any marriage is successful, it has a boomerang effect of spilling over the children and to the subsequent families that they arise therefrom. So they do everything to scatter marriages, to attack marriages, to destroy prospective couples. So it's not a new thing. And there are also lying spirits. That's why the Bible says, search the spirit. All these people that are predicting negative turnout for both relations, for the relationship, how are we sure of them? That is one thing. And it could be money that is at the background. The boy, they are both young couples and want to start a life. The parents are thinking this, are thinking that. Many other things could be attributed to what is happening. So, can the boy get close to the girl and let them take a decision on their own, go for marriage counseling, and then go for spiritual overview, and then take decisions on their own and stand by it if they are really serious? Because this question of saying, my mother said, my father said, our pastor said, has led to the destruction of so many marriages and intending couples. Because some couples came and said, our pastor said, oh, this is the correct man. This is the right man for you to get married to. What we have discovered, I have chairmaned so many marriages where I asked the couples, have you sought spiritual overview? They said, yes, our pastor said. After about 5-3 years, you discovered that the marriage is breaking up.
Wow.
But you told me that your pastor said that this marriage is, this is the correct man for you, this is the correct woman for you. Why is it turning out to be so? It's frightening. They've not even looked at the boy. The boy has been with his girl for about 6 years, right from school. And they've not even complained about the boy's character as a person. Rather, they are talking about spiritual negativity, which is terribly bad. They are frustrating the couples, and I think they should be allowed to have their way. And nothing cannot be turned to its opposite. What is the cause of the problem? Is the boy bad? Or has he got the best future?
No, according to the boy, the girl's mom said that. Where's that part? Hold on. Where's the pinned message? Yeah, according to the mom, I'm a nice guy. So what else?
Hello?
Yeah, according to the guy, he said,
yes,
her mom was like, I am a good guy. She knows me very well. But God has spoken.
They said, what men have agreed upon is what God takes to make his opinion to about man. They should not just take this opinion about themselves, about their pastor. They should not leave these people to grow for goodness sake. As a matter of fact, there's nothing that can be turned to its opposite. if the boy is found to be bad or the girl found to be bad, they should go again to counsel it, to counsel that bad character or spirit in them through counterproductive measures by praying and fasting. There is nothing God cannot turn to its opposite. So they should allow people to go on. If the pastors are really true, they should bring them in for marriage counseling, fasting and prayers to break that yoke so that they can grow. But since I destroy the marriage relationship because you find one thing here, one thing there, it is highly ungodly and unprincipled to continue with that kind of frustration on the young couples. I don't subscribe to it. And like I said before, the marriage institution is the most attacked by Satan the devil. Any savior Satan wants to find a successful marriage, he must do everything to scatter it by all means. You see. So I think the boys should get together with the girl and they should go for spiritual solidarization. Re-evaluate the situation and come together and really jointly take a decision on their own. Not my father said, my father said, my mother said, my father said. That is not quite the final solution. God is on his throne and can change any situation for perfection. That's the thing they should research further.
Okay.
So they don't miss out their life. Yes. Yes.
All right then.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you my dear. So much. Hello?
Ada?
Yes, sir. Hello? Comedy Ketchuku. Anonymous caller. Okay. Please call back, okay? Hello? Sorry about that. Nigerians and Wahala. Must they receive parental blessings? Those that their parents blessed, no end in divorce. Come on, not all. Nigerians turn God to their boy. God wouldn't do what you can do. Or God wouldn't do what you can do by yourself for you. God wouldn't select a wife for you. God never picked a partner for any prophet. Even in the Bible. Okay, both in the Bible or Quran. Prove it. Okay. Wait, so what are you trying to say here? God wouldn't select wife for you. God never picked partner for any prophet, but Bible and Quran proved it. Okay. Makes a whole lot of sense now. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Who is home? Mr. Patrick?
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes,
welcome.
On the issue... the people where they bring problem are fake pastors.
Hey, wait, how you think to say this one fake?
And they come. I'm not directing to the very one that spoke to the mother of the guy. I'm even confirming that one. But fake pastors are the one that make people to suspect all, and also to believe that God don't speak to people.
Okay.
God speaks to us God speaks to us through dream. God speaks to us through trance. God speaks to us through understanding.
But then again, I am not. Hold on, Mr. Patrick. This one is about me. Yeah, I asked this question. I really want to know. So now, hold on. Don't you think that? I mean, it's normal for this to happen. When you think of something, you think about it way too much. There's every possibility, there's every tendency for you to sleep and dream about that, or have a subtle moment of you might just think about that too much that you now feel that was trance. You start hallucinating. There are times that I miss someone so much I think about that person maybe throughout the day. I bet you that night if I sleep, I'll see that person in my dream. So would you say that's God speaking to us? Don't you think that I thought about or I dreamt about that because I've been thinking about that particular thing for way too long?
No. Don't talk that of thinking. There is those of thinking. There is direct one that is not about thinking. If you have a gift of dream, it will come directly and very, very clear to you. You will see the dream clearly and even have the ability to interpret it. People have such a gift. Someone can physically be seeing things you cannot see. It's a gift. a dog will pass, spiritual dog or goat or one thing or the other will be passing, and we tell you, can't you see this? He said, I'm not seeing anything. No, but he himself or herself is
spiritual goat, spiritual dog. Ha.
Hello?
Spiritual goat, spiritual dog will pass, and some people will see it.
Yes, yes.
Now, wow.
And he now interprets it to you. From the interpretation he got there now, is the message he will now pass. Say this, represent this. Like now when you dream, you know, what they use to pass dream also is like a goat you see in the dream and the fire that you see in the dream, this and that you see in the dream. Then come about interpretation and the person will interpret it. Then God even talked to some people audibly. Audibly. Go to so-so-so place. You will see so-so-so thing. I think I've narrated one story to you about people who are working in one industry like that.
Okay.
And a group of...
Put me through. I really can't recall.
Group of people, workers there, stole something. And they carried that thing because they have not seen chance to carry it out because of, through the gate. They carried it to one uncompleted building. So they hide it there. And when the management saw that something like that is missing now, they called all of them together and be asking them, what about this? This is missing. Everybody is denying. And because of that, they suspended some. They detained some.
Mm.
And they are still querying some.
Oh yeah.
So it's bringing a very big confusion in the industry. But God wanted to correct things because of some people that are innocent that are now suffering. He gave one guy a dream. The clear dream, the guy saw the very set of people that carried that very thing, the very place they took it to, in the same compound and everything. Then the guy now came to the manager and told him what happened. And manager now used wisdom. He called those guys that the guy saw in the dream, just asked them to, please, this thing we are finding, you people should go and try whether you can see it so place.
Mm.
And they went there because while going, they know that job has knocked now. They went there and carried the very thing to the manager. And manager asked them, how come this thing went there?
Okay, let's just summarize this so we take other calls. So what would you advise this guy to do now?
What I would advise him to do is to carry on, let him find his way. Let him pray and equally ask him or his own pastor whether that dream is from God. But trying to deny it, no, let him not deny it too. Because if it happened to be from God now, and he waved the dream, he will just...
What if it's not from God? Wait. See, Mr. Patrick, let me tell you. I always say this, I believe in God, but I mean, I think. I am not saying some people don't think, but I think more as a human before thinking of spirituality. Now, here is it.
Yeah.
I have a cousin that was dating some guy. And then there were two other guys that really liked her, that she was, you know, in talking terms with, but she never really said yes to them. She was officially dating one and then considering the other two. Do you know what this lady did? She took their names, three of them, to one religious leader, a distant cousin of mine though. She was telling me, she took four names. She added one fake name. Took, all four to this religious leader, a lady, a prophetess, or whatever they call themselves. That's how this lady did everything. According to her, she was gisting me. She said the lady did everything, spoke in tongues, danced around and all. And then picked two names. First, the lady asked what they were doing. Say, this thing is there. They play with your mind. When she told her of their occupation, she now picked the one that was, you know, well to do, and where she shot herself, she picked the fake name. Because when she told me, of course, I did not buy the idea. I talked her out of it, but I was like, what if these people are fake? I don't understand. From someone's name, they don't tell you who is good. Like, really? She now picked two, and she was now saying, among these two, one of them is your husband. And when she was giving me the gist, Omo, I laughed like never before. Right now, four of them, she's not with any. None.
You see, that is,
so
that is,
are you trying
I
to tell me that God
fake.
Lied?
That is what I'm telling you about fake. And you never tell me what you learned from the story I told you.
Okay.
That dream now, will you not say that is God's direction?
What dream? I tell
because
you, when you think of something
coming,
too
that,
much,
that
you
dream,
see it in your
that
dream.
Dream saved, let me lie now. That dream saved many people. You see? Is it not miraculous for God to give such a clear dream?
Mr. Patrick, let me tell you when I believe in dreams, yeah? When I am not thinking of anything. Like right now, I am not even thinking of my school. I am not thinking of my brothers. I'm not even thinking of my parents. I know what's in my heart right now. So if I should go back home tonight, and then I now see my mom in my dream, probably sick, shivering, then I'll believe, okay, I think something is wrong. But what's something I'm thinking of right now? One of the things that I really need. Okay, yes. Imagine me now going home, and then tomorrow I now come on the radio and I say, ah, I dreamt that I was driving one white Benz. I mean, it's pretty obvious that I like white Benz. So maybe that day, that was what dominated my heart. Maybe I went out and the traffic
the
was stressful.
The way you are channeling it, okay, now, should we stick to that kind of dream? What
I
of the
just,
very one I'm telling you? You don't want to comment on that. You are designing that of thinking. We have various kinds of dreams.
It's
now.
Really hard to comment on
the very
this,
example I gave you. Did you not comment on
I
it?
I really don't know what to say about that. I don't want example, to sound
the
like...
The very one I gave you, you can't compare it to the very one you are talking about.
Oh, really? I don't, want to, I don't want to sound like I don't believe in God.
Dreams
but
are not one.
I'll just let that
such
slide.
A clear dream to settle such a case. He never comment on that. You are designing another one.
Like I said, I wouldn't want to sound like I don't believe in dreams, spirituality, or God. So I'm just spreading the caution. But
you are designing a different thing about trance. True trance is there. True trance, true dreams.
So I heard your dreams, sir. I heard it. Let's keep that. Now you're asking this guy now to believe these things that these people have told him, Abi.
Let him equally pray. He himself is not a child of
he
God.
Should equally pray, but he should believe
he
them.
He must be one place. If he's a Babalawo, now him his own way. Let him go ask his own Babalawo.
All right, thank
if
you so
God,
much.
Let him ask God.
Thank you. All right. Good morning, Ada. I have a friend now. She is dying in silence because a guy from their place in 6 years, okay, in their place for 6 years now, dropped only a bottle of drink to her parents and promised her of marriage. She conceived and he forced her to terminate the pregnancy. And then said he didn't want to see her with another man. He beat her silly last week. Wow. Because he suspected her and the lady... Okay, he suspected her. And right now the lady is confused because the guy keeps telling her to hold on, that he has a plan and he rented a room for this lady. This lady needs your advice. Oh, wow. It's another topic entirely. I thought it was related to this. Let me pin this. Okay? We already have a topic here. So please forward this to my Instagram. I am sending it to you. So if I can talk to her, yeah, that would be better. I get more information about this. All right, please forward it to my Instagram account. Thank you. All right, are there to confirm? Okay, to scam Mr. Patrick, now the easiest thing to do. Let's not do that. I dare to confirm that all these religious leaders don't hear anything from God. Go and meet them. Give them two of your partner's name. I swear by my name. The clergy will select one and crucify the other. See, let me even give you people one gist like that. So, I always say this before I say anything. I believe in God. I pray. He works. He works for me. I have seen the Lord in my life. I truly and strongly do believe in God. Now, my older brother here, would I say he is Of course, he's not 100% religious. Like, he might be, but he doesn't act like a typical Nigerian Christian. Like, you know, when you see them, you just know, even if deep down, like in their hearts, they're not really pure. They just act it, I would say. How they dress, how they talk to people. But if you live with them, some of these people, evil, terrible people. So, my brother was going through a rough moment. And of course, you know, kids, we always tend to talk to our parents. So he was talking to mom more at the time, sharing what he was going through with mom. You know, I didn't even know. I was just here in Lagos, minding my business. They didn't really get me involved, I get. Maybe they just felt that I was way too busy. And when it was now pretty serious, that was when he called me one day and he was like, this happened to me, I was involved in an accident and this and that. And I was shocked. I was like, oh wow, I'm so sorry, how do I help? And we had the conversation, brother and sister conversation, yeah, that passed. And a few hours later he called me and then he said, oh, so pastor called me, of course, from my mom. So pastor called me that what happened was a spiritual attack. I mean, what's been happening to me, it's from Susu Kingdom and stuff. I need to pray against it. I need to do this. I need to do that. And the pastor was just telling him everything that's been happening, from the first one that happened to the second to the third. And I said, okay, I waited when he was done. And I asked him, did mom talk to this guy? That was what I said. And he said, I don't know. I was like, come on, ask him. If she called this guy and they talked about you before the man called him, and he said, okay. And he called mom. I'm like, yeah, I just had to talk to him so that he... When he called me back, like, they're giving you your script back. He just... You know how you just give someone like a new story? They just edit it, yeah? They just change some tenses and then they package the story and sell it back to you, and it's still fear in you. I'm not saying there are not some genuine ones out there, but why wait until I tell you my problem before telling me, oh, the Lord said? Why? Now, the God that I know is not an author of confusion. Why did the pastor not tell them the right person? If by just mentioning your name, let's say your name is Patrick Pius, they mentioned Patrick Pius and they're like, no, Patrick Pius is not the one, he's not the one for your daughter. Since God is not an author of confusion, why did he not say it's not Patrick Pius though, it's Tom Bennett? So they start being hopeful for some Tom Bennett that's gonna show up someday. But they'll now tell you it's not Patrick Thomas. So who? And I'll break up with this one and I'll stay single and be waiting for another one that I'll still take to them and just say, oh, it's not David. It's not David Tom. So if it's not David Tom, then who? Me, I don't understand. No, back to my brother. Me, I don't understand. Story. I told my mom, see, if you want any of these your guys to call me or tell me anything, you better don't give them my story. You know me. I will ask them one or two questions. And if they don't answer, I will block them. How come they don't call me? Don't I have problems? How come they never call me on the phone to say, oh, Ada, you're dealing with this, you're dealing with that? Because I have warned my mom, who is apparently the informant. I'm telling them what's up. And they will now package it and sell it back to you. Why are they not calling me to tell me what's been going on with me? Have I not been having challenges? Of course I've been. But and to even bust your brain, that particular one that called my brother to sell that story back to him, he's in my DM asking me out. Yeah, you heard right. I am not making this up. It's just that I am not the type that will release people's chats. But I told my mom that you really have to be careful how you just follow these people. Like, it's enough. Married a pastor, and you're telling me, invite me to Lagos now because he knows I'm alone. How do you cope alone in Lagos? What's your business, fam? Don't you get bored? He invites me over now, and then you now call my brother and say, the Lord said, if I catch you. Anyway, I just don't want to go there, right? 99.3 Nigeria Info. more texts. Okay. Who is this one? Why are you laughing? Adao, you just bust my brain. They've given you your script back. Yeah. They re-edit it, you know. Now add one or two lines. Some they will now call you. Maybe they've heard from your mom or your friend that you've gone through series of heartbreaks. Maybe they've broken your heart 3 times. And the last guy that broke your heart was probably a banker. And you guys already fixed your wedding date and everything just, you know, went south. They will not call you. Why do I see a bank? Why? Oh my goodness. Why do I see a bank? Why? And you now, you. They have your script though. You will now scream, yes, I was with the bank. Have I met you before? You will now mumu and say no. Do I know you? No. And the rest will now clap their hands. And they will now come back. Ah, you've been through a lot. You now start crying. Yes, so, Oga. See, if we learn how to keep our mouths short, not tell people or lots of people our problems, just people that we trust, and then we want these people, my dear, our problems will reduce. I think there was one that called me last month. I don't know what he was up to, but he saw my younger brother, and he was talking to my younger brother, and he said, oh, I want to talk to your sister. Ha! Okay. My brother called me. Like, they all know me, my brothers and my parents. My brother called me first. Oh, there is this man that says he wants to talk to you, a pastor. I was like, okay. The first thing I asked was, I hope he did not tell him anything about me. And my brother said no. I was like, if this man tells me about me, I'll be so mad at you. And he said, no, trust me. I said, okay, give me his number. I called him. And we started talking. And I was, you know, when you're interviewing somebody, there are some guests that you interview, they don't know how to talk. Not like they don't know how to talk, but they're not this type of person that they know how to keep conversation. There are some people you just ask them, so how has it been like? Like, yeah, fine. Yeah, you as the interviewer, you might just be mad. But there are some you just ask them, how has everything been like? Like, well, hasn't been that rosy. I remember when I started, you know, interview like that is sweet. So he asked me, I think I was on that side that day, and he now said, yeah, I was in church that day, and I felt like talking to the Lord. Asked me to talk to that boy's sister, because my brother's a drummer in church, so I saw the drummer and I felt like talking to the sister. I am here, let's talk. And he now asked, I am not making this up, this was last month, he now asked, he started with that thing you're looking for, you'll get it. It's just simple logic. As humans, we all look for things. We're all in search of something. So I said, amen. In my heart, I honestly know the things that I'm looking for right now. I said, amen. And then he said, that job you're looking for, you'll get it. Right now, I am not looking for a job. I still said amen, because aside working here, it's normal for us to like crave for other side gigs, you know, to make more money. So I said, maybe that could be it. Okay, amen. And then he said, do you have a job? I was like, something like that, just there. Why do I feel like you're not happy with what you're doing? I was like, what? I love what I am doing. And I said, oh, you love what you're doing. Okay. But that thing you're looking for, you get it. At that point, I was like, nah, this one meets the wrong person. You meet the wrong person. Like, but I was in a very good mood that day, and I had enough airtime to just play with. And then he said, there are so many evil eyes staring at you. It's just normal to say these things to a typical Nigerian. Because originally our minds have been programmed to believe that we have village people. We have people that are always envying us, people that are always trying to kill us. And I said, okay. And then he said, you just have to be careful. Are you really sure you like that job? Because I want to pray for you for a better job. Okay. I kept quiet. He prayed. And then he said, I'll be praying with you. He was like, is there anything you want to tell me? I was like, no. Are you fine? Yes. Like, there's nothing to... You told my brother you had something to tell me. Now you're not asking me if I have anything to tell you. You are a stranger to me. How do I just... Because you were in some church with the mic, reading Bible verses and interpreting it to the best of your knowledge to people. I should not entrust you with my personal stuff. So after 2 days, you will now think of how to modify it and then call me and tell me, you see that stuff that happened to you 3 years ago? Your mom was behind it. Please, 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 please. I am not ready. Not tonight. Mm-mm. That day I was like, No. The pastor won't jump at that moment. Nigerians and crews. Issues like this, now, the reason, I know the reason education sometimes as... Wait, is this what we're talking? Okay. Evan Craig, we need to learn how to send concise messages. Like, this message is way too lengthy. All right? Hello?
Hello?
Please, no. Help
Good
me.
Morning. Sorry. Hey,
good morning.
You are cracking me up.
Me? Cracking
this
you
is
up.
Your story. Pastor story. Ada, I don't know why my person just can't tell her story of the ghost. All those things like saying pastor say or pastor not say. For me, hearing from God is one thing. Me, myself, I know sometimes my own heart and my own mind speak to me. Like, right now, a couple of songs I'm supposed to write.
Okay.
But my mind just say, hold on, I should not write anything. I don't know why, but each time I want to even write a song, like, when I have the chorus to continue this, I just say, stop. And I'm supposed to do something, so I knew it. So, to me, it's my own mindset. Like, what my mind say, don't do or do. Either go front or go back. So that is me. Talking to that guy right now is all about consequences
for
his actions. See, there is two things in life. If you go on with that married girl, let him know that there must be something to play negative. And when that thing happens, he might flash back. We say, maybe they say, this girl is not meant for me. That is why this thing happened. So, when you get to that stage, you should understand that, okay, anything that happened, I will accept it because this is what I choose. It's different when someone tells you that, okay, I don't want you to marry to this person spiritually. And you get into the marriage and something else negative happened. Not because the person say it happened naturally, but your mind must play that tricky game in you and say, maybe not, because they say, can no marry this girl. So all those things. So that's why when it comes to marriage, you need to be mature to know that, okay, if this thing happened, I need to stand my ground. I need to accept the consequences. Depends both of you, how the love is between both of you, how both of you can stand the situation. If God says, when one or two persons agreed to make a decree and I will be there, it means that, okay, if a husband and wife decide to do something and stand the challenge, he's always present. So if you get to that stage where you know that this girl can stand by you and I can stand any challenges, nobody is to tell you that God say or God does say. You already take your decision. And if she's ready, fine. But when that time comes, you must always reflect. And those people will say, I will tell you, you refuse to hear. So all those kind mistalk, you know, you accept it at the long run when you are into that marriage. But if you keep your focus and you know where you are going, both of you, there is no problem. Nobody knows the future, but everybody plans for a better future. That is how life is. You may decide to say, I want to be a celebrity in your own future plan, but it doesn't know how to go to that extent. But when the future play out, you may be there. It may go anyhow and you may be get there or you may not get there. So you cannot predict the future. You can only plan the future for yourself. So at the end of the day, for me, I would tell the guy to just take his stand. If he really loves the girl, he'll be able to convince the girl that, okay, fine, are you ready for us to take this journey? Because it's a journey forever. So if the girl knows, okay, we both can stand it, the challenges, fine, he should go on. But if the girl himself is still doubting, I should ask him to move on. Because at the end of the day, if you decide to stand and the person you are trying to confuse, okay, stand with me, is not willing to stand with you, having a double-minded, there is no relationship. So for me, I'll just tell the guy that if the guy is ready and he know for himself that he is ready to, they should go on with their plans and tell their parents, okay, fine, we ask you, but we want to give it a try.
Okay.
So you can make suggestion and tell them we are able, we want to try it. If he fails, it's on us. You understand?
All right, Jeff.
Okay. That is the way think he should go about it.
Thank you.
That is my take.
Thank you so much. Issues like this, now the reason I know they see education sometimes as fashionable to read people's enlightenment and exposure. Person go just sleep, wake up, begin cajole people, the life for Godhead. Say him, tell them something, as if them feet withstand God's voice. The time where the boys suffer, they help the girl do school assignment, the pastor and the girl uncle no tell the mama say God no day in support of the boy writing school assignments for their daughter. But it reach time for relationship and marriage, then dumb theories come the lie say God say, as if their ears no deaf if them hear half of God voice. And the girl, a boyfriend of a guy, said they believe their lies, even while it's simply stated in God's word, the Bible, that he who finds a wife finds a beautiful thing. Lie pastors, them and their gullible members. Sad thing is, some would say they want to see God's face, like Ada just stated in the studio. Ada, I hear when you say you want to see God's face before making certain decisions. Laughing at Ada, you sure say you feel good God's face if them show you? Of course not. I'll look ground. And they asked, because even as holy as God's servant Prophet Moses was, he couldn't look at God's face when God appeared to him in the wilderness. I mean, I didn't mean it literally. You knew what I was saying. But God is merciful. If he comes, he's not going to, you know, appear in a way that's going to kill you. I know he's so glorious. Yeah, if he eventually appears, no man can actually stand him. So I'm already expecting to just cover my face, you know, and talk to him. But that would be a lifetime. What? A lifetime achievement. Oh, well. God appeared to him in the wilderness. The Bible says Moses was scared and the only thing he saw was God's back, and his eyes never remained the same. Even the people of Israel couldn't stare at Moses' eyes while they came in contact with him, because some died looking at Moses' eyes in the process. And this was a prophet that only saw God's back in the wilderness out of the fear of looking at God's face to face. And some Christians will say they won't see God's face. Ada, stop ammo. Come on, we don't mean literally. Hello. Well, I just feel many of our gullible Christians need to study their Bible more and understand than listening to some Yahoo pastors to get deceived. Oven crack, type in once again. All right. Ada, in fact, this thing about pastors, I believe in God 100%. I pray every minute for my need. I just don't like when people give their pastors this 100% trust. You won't believe, when I met my girlfriend, we weren't really that strong in the relationship due to my academics. You won't believe, due to my vulnerability of my girlfriend, the so-called pastor had always been having intimacy with her. Wow. I got to know on her chat with him on WhatsApp. This dude said he would leave her once she gets married. Ha! She never told me things like that were going on. Not until I saw the chat. Ada, I was pained. Who wouldn't? Really pained, but I love this girl. Is it even when I think of the time and money? I forgive her and try to be understanding. In fact, Ada, the story be gone. Would have loved to call, but she's beside me. Wow. So sorry. Ada, I'm more like the scriptwriter. So when I type, I make it seem like I'm narrating the event to you on phone, just like everyone calling to narrate your own different event. But sorry for putting you through the stress of reading my episode. It's never my wish, but can't help it due to my call line being blocked. But I'ma try to fix it. Thanks, Elvin Crack again. Go and fix your phone. You see, all you stubborn Nigerians, you're talking about stubborn Christians and some pastors. But you, they gave you how many months? A long period of time. Go and register. Mba, you have coconut head. You no go. Why be saying that only men of God we hear from God? Our own ears too small to hear God's voice. Should be me. I've been asking, how do you know that the Lord's the one talking? Good morning, Ada. Blessing. The guy in this story is not rich. That's why the pastors and parents of the girl are trying to push him away. As for the guy, let him move on with his life. There are so many girls out there to pick from. Peter from Elemuro. I denied my ex-husband the right to see our daughter because is this text relatable? But all the same, thanks for writing, my dear. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Mr. Patrick, you've called in now. Let's allow other people to call. Bikonu.
Bikonu. This is the time people they call three times. Hello?
He said this is the time people... Okay, this is your last time calling. Let's hear you.
I don't hear. No, say this is a spiritual thing. Me and you two, they get look ahead. You see, the first explanation you gave is about fake pastor.
Yeah.
Coming to true pastor now, the question to you and other people is that, are there some true pastors?
Of course.
And if there are some true pastors, when you talk about those bad ones, you talk that of good, then people will now know.
There are good true ones, pastors, but how do you know?
I'm coming. True pastors, do God speak to them? It's your duty to try to know them.
Of course, he's going to speak to them, but he will not put them.
Try to know them, because if you know them, it will be of paramount importance to you. So try to know them so that
you will not put them in a situation that they will not tell people things that will get them confused.
Just as I told you, it's better for we to know them because they are important in our life. That true pastor that God will pass through and reach you. Some pastors can tell you everything about your home.
And do you know that some of them, they use stuff to know these things?
They use what?
They use stuff.
Even if they use stuff, let me just put it that way. Those are, what do you talk about fake ones? Since you believe there are true ones, you cannot equally say that true ones use stuff.
Right now,
because
yeah.
If they use stuff, that means they are not true. Those bad ones, they will equally use stuff. So if you believe there are good pastors, then you try to know what they can do.
Shebi, that's like me. I came here to ask.
They are there.
So how do you know the good ones?
Satan is trying to cover us. How you know the true one is through their message. And the fulfillment of their message, yes.
Met some businessmen called pastors. Like we don't to preach.
Hello, it's not like that dream of a thing I narrated. Can't you see how clear that dream is? Can't you see what the work that...
Okay, Patrick, rest, you and this your dream and the clarity. Oh, yeah, be going. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please, good morning.
Yeah, this is Austin calling back.
Welcome back, Austin.
Yes, and...
yes, sir.
Let me just repeat myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like prophecy. No.
I am serious, there is.
Say again, no.
Okay, why do you
feel
so?
There's nothing like dream.
Eh? No, that's when I disagree.
Yeah.
I totally disagree.
And that is a lie. Whatever that comes in your subconscious memory when you're sleeping, that's the only thing that you see in dream.
No,
what you have think and what you have seen is whatever you think so deeply in your mind. will follow you to your dream.
I agree, though, that happens, but there is something called dream and prophecy.
Okay.
Now, I'll share a dream with you.
What are they prophesying about? What are they prophesying about? Is that about coming, second coming of Christ?
From its name. They can tell you things about your future, things that are going to happen.
That you will not die.
It's not even about that. No. Come on. There are other things. I have my reservations about some religious leaders, right? I do have. But the ones that I accept, I will share my sentiment as well. You see that one? I think there is something called prophecy.
Nothing like prophecy. The last prophet was Malachi or John the Baptist. I can't remember.
No
way. And the prophesied about coming of Christ. And the Christ came. And Christ has gone. He told us that he's coming the second time. What are they prophesying on?
So they cannot prophesy over your life?
What? Your destiny is in your hands.
Ha, Austin, this one, I know supports you. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. But personally, I have my sentiment, and they are quite different from yours.
And we so much believe in pastors than God.
Some people do, sadly.
In our society, yes. Let me say 70% of Christians.
Sadly.
You believe pastors than God. It just be like we are using God as an oracle, then using pastors as God.
Wahala.
No. Yes, because oracle you consult, then we true pastor consult God. God said that you pray, you talk to me.
Okay.
There's one chapter in Bible that said that nobody have ever seen, no eye have ever seen, or even the ear have yet heard what God prepared for the people that loves him. I don't know if I've come across those places in the Bible. I can't remember.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
Yes.
Something like that. I remember.
So what is that that pastor is telling you?
It's not just about pastors, yeah? You can also see your future, and people around you can, if they have the gift.
Ada, if they will see, Ada, you are using another sentiment to confuse me.
I am not trying to confuse you. I am telling you that I believe this one. I have my sentiment about this. And it's fine if you don't.
That the truth is there.
I mean, you can send him a DM. He's always available. He's online right now. Go and chat him. Okay.
Mr. Patrick said that he will show you the sweet dog and sweet goat. Have you seen that one?
Not yet. Till then.
And there are a lot of things are happening. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you so much. About dreams, yeah. So I rarely dream. And that's why people around me, whenever I call them and I tell them I dreamt about you, no matter what they do or no matter what they're doing at the time, they drop it to listen. So I'm the type that there are people like me that could go years without dreaming. I could go a whole year and I don't dream and it's fine. I mean, there was a point in my life where I thought I could not dream. Yeah, I started complaining. Because I don't think I can dream more. And I just got distracted. I left that side. So the first ever dream I had, tonight is more like a very personal night, yeah, about me. But it's fine. The first dream I had in this life was, I've told you all about my uncle that died in Delta. This guy was, I'm sorry, I'm used to addressing males as guys. So he was like my social buddy. After work, he would just come to my office and then take me out. I used to tell him then, Uncle, I think you're the reason I am not in a relationship. Was he rich? Super rich. He was that type that would, you know, just hit me up. Now, he was trying to be very faithful in his marriage, and the wife was not the, you know, going out type of wife. So he was just around his family members, and but he enjoyed going out. So he would call me, how far? Are you free? I'm like, yeah. I mean, as a Nigerian babe now, who doesn't like a whoop? Free food, free drinks. and they'll still drop you at home. And there's nothing like, can I see you later? Let me get to know you better. You know, things like that. So I was always available. I mean, family outing. So he would call, are you free? Like, yeah, sure. Okay. He'd take me out. Expensive places. Would eat. Stay out till like 10, 11 p.m. And then he would drop me at my place and then he would go back home. So that was like a routine. In a week, we could go out for like 3 times. Like, he was my social buddy, I kid you not. From restaurant to event to clubs. Himself and the one that I was living with while serving, that one was the youngest. So we're all like, you know, hanging out a lot. The one I was living with was not married. Still not married though, single. So that one was always with his girlfriends and some babes, right? But this other one was a very committed man. So we'll be out. I'll go back home later. That went on for a year plus. Like, that was my lifestyle. Constantly balling. If I was really into social media then, maybe Instagram. You would have probably thought that I've hammered because I was always hanging out. Okay, the day he died. Eve of the day he died, we were together. We hung out together until, I'm telling you this, I had to tell you that we're hanging out often. Never did I dream about him after getting to my house. But Eve of the day he died, I got home. I left them because then I was in a relationship and I needed to do something for my guy the next day. So I needed to go home to like sleep on time because they wanted to go clubbing afterwards. And then of course I had work the next day. So I left them by 9, 10 p.m., went to my house. And then I was hoping on waking up by 6 a.m. so I start my day on time. That's how, at 4 a.m., I dreamt. In that dream, I was begging him to drop me at home. We were out. And he was telling me, Ada, I don't know how to drive. I said, come on now, stop this now. I have to go. I have stuff to do tomorrow. And he was telling me, I don't know how to drive for real. And he was smiling, saying it. So I was already getting angry because there was no taxi, there was no tricycle, nothing, just both of us. Drop me at home now. My house is far. And he was like, I don't know how to drive. He had the keys in his hand. So we're having that back and forth argument. He was saying, I don't know how to drive, I don't know how to drive. And I was like, but you've been driving now. I mean, you don't want to take me home. What's all this? So he stood there at the other side, the driver's side. We were not inside. We stood outside, but we were talking from a distance. And he was just smiling until I woke up. And in my head, what kind of dream is this one now? That's how I went back to sleep, covered myself with a duvet, and I just checked my phone, past 4. Like, okay, 2 more hours before I start my day. At 2:07, my other uncle, the youngest one, called me. I was like, uncle has gone. That was it. Why was it that day that I dreamt about him not being able to drive me home? That was the first dream. I got scared myself because honestly, I thought I could not dream. The second one was crazy stuff. How I found out that my then guy was cheating through dream. Weird, right? Yeah. So in the dream, I dreamt that I went to pay him a visit. And then a neighbor was outside and I was talking to the neighbor. And the neighbor said to me, was I planning on traveling? No. Was I thinking of him cheating on me? No. So when I got there, I was now talking to the neighbor. I was like, hey, what's up? And she was like, oh, it's been a while. You came around today. I was like, yeah. And then wanting to get into my guy's house, she was trying to hinder me from entering. And later she told me, oh, so-so person is in there. The person came to visit him. And I was like, for real? So I was upset and I burst into the house. Everything was messy and then he started apologizing. When I woke up, like, I rarely dream. What kind of dream is this? I didn't tell him at the time. I kept mute. I waited until when we saw, like a month later, I wrote down the date somewhere and I told him. I did not tell him I dreamt or anything. I just asked. I called the name I heard in the dream. So person came to your house, right? At so time on this date, and he was shocked. What he just said was, "Who told you?" So you see, there are some people that their dreams are just factual. They are just straight to the point. Until date, he strongly believed that someone told me. But honestly, I dreamt about it. And I told him, it was all in a dream. So now if I call him and I tell him I dreamt, or I start talking, I can actually blackmail him with a dream and he will start talking. So I believe in dreams. I am sorry. See that one? I do. It works for me. I might go a whole year, I will not do. But you see that thing that is serious? It comes to me direct. So yeah, that's it. More to share, but no. Enough. Ada, you see, we live in a very dark world, and if you're not in Christ, in the spirit, you can never discern who is from God or not. The real men of God of our time, like the other caller said, one way you can discern is from their message and also how rich they can win souls or to God and not to themselves. But we need God to direct our steps. Yinka. Okay. When God speaks to unknown God men, it is in English. Okay. Is it in English or French? There is dream, but you can never know tomorrow. I still find people who tell me nonsense. They claim to know tomorrow, but don't know what will happen to them on the street. Now, why did they kidnap them? They know they see bandits with their road. I kiss Daniel. Wake up. All right. Thanks for writing. Oh, dear. You know what? I am not taking more calls, or should I just take one more? Okay, lucky last caller here. I'm trying to rush up so we get into the hookup edition of the show. Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, I've done that.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ada.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay. So, my name is Michael.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm calling from Vegas.
All right.
So, I'm not really, really sure about it. I think you're talking about...
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, dear. I don't know what you're using to talk, but the device is not letting us hear you. I am supposed to be the lucky last caller here, but thank you so much. Do we continue with this topic tomorrow, dreams? Maybe. All right. I can't overflow this. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, madam.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I understand the complexity of your own job, and I won't expect you to tell us you believe in dreams, you believe in family or anything. Because if you don't want to be asking.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I said, because if you don't. Oof, we won't be having a conversation.
Okay.
Now, and from my belief, in the Bible it was also written that you are a prophet of your own self.
True. Ye are God. I think that's in the book of Psalms.
Yeah, thank you. Psalms also. Ada.
Yeah.
The difference between you and the pastor who called you, who was telling you all those things, is getting he carries.
I don't know, but your network is not clear enough.
Sorry, please. Okay. You know, can you hear me now?
Oh, dear. I could hear you, but not that clear. It was skipping. And, I mean, quite stressful trying to, like, make sense out of hearing this, not hearing that part, and then adding it up with the next. But all the same, thank you so much for trying to reach out. Thanks for calling. We have just 25 more minutes before we go. This is actually the very first time we or doing this, like eating this much into the hookup time. So sorry about that, but we just had to talk to this brother of ours. So my dear, you've heard, right? Do I believe in God? Yes, I do. Do I believe in prophecy? A little bit skeptical. I think I'm on the fence because some of these people you really don't know. I believe hearing directly from God, not literally like hearing God's voice, but praying, giving it time, and then critically thinking things through, and then whatever is right, you just find peace with that decision. But whatever troubles your heart, I just feel it's not what's meant for you. That's how I just handle life, right? So my love, if you truly love this girl and both of you are compatible, I think you should also pray. Now try not to pray amiss, because I've also known that when you are praying for something, let's say you have two girls in your life, let's say maybe Ada and Blessing, and you really love Ada and you somehow like Blessing, there's every tendency for you to now be praying to God and be saying, God, I want to get married, I really love Ada, please show me my wife, God, please let it be Ada. You're already telling God what to do. So you have to get to that point where you're ready to lose everything, right? Have that mindset and then pray genuinely for direction, for peace. You can actually pray for a sign. It works for me. It might sound stupid, but it works for me. There are times that I'll say, okay, fine, if this is not your will, let this not happen today. And I kid you not, for the entire day, that thing will not happen. And I'll be like, okay, is this a sign? No, it could just be my mind. Let another thing happen tomorrow. And that thing will happen. Then after I try myself, let me try myself for like 2-3 times, I just say, okay, fine, I'm done with this. The fact that I'm already in doubt of that thing happening or not happening, I just feel it's not. Because trust me, what's really yours will give you peace. I think Davido made a tweet. Who will help you and who will stress you? Honestly, that thing will be your own. It no go stress you. You just find that peace. So if this lady gives you peace and you give her peace as well, I think you just need to also pray about it. Okay? And now that her people are not in support of the union because they believe whatsoever, you too, someone said it. After you pray, you have a pastor too. Your parents, so they have pastors, Abby. And they should also pray now. So if your pastor and your parents' pastor say, oh, you're the one. Now it's clash of the pastors. They should come and defend which God told who. Told who what? Like, okay, you. Your God said no. Mine said yes. So what do we do now? So at the end of the day, it's really what you people want. Another caller said it. What you want, what you've agreed on that is peaceful, if you present it to God with a genuine heart, it's really gonna work out. And sometimes you just have to give things time. See this thing called time. It's a lot. It does a whole lot of magic. If they really don't want you people to be together, after you've prayed, you've searched your heart, my darling, give it time. You see, ladies, if we love somebody, we don't think, oh, I am telling you, that lady will tell her people, this is who I want to spend the rest of my life with. You people should deal with it. Except she doesn't have her own mind. And another thing I've learned, when two hearts, two people want to be together, nothing, no one would stop them. Except she's not strong enough to fight for what you two feel. And again, you also have to be careful. There are some people that don't want to marry you. They really don't know how to break up with you. They now meet their family members and then tell them, oh, tell this person that they lost it. So it's not like it's them. It's coming from them. It's coming from an invisible girl that you don't know. So you have to be sure that this lady wants what you want. And now this is where time comes in. Give her that time and space. And then pray. Do your own prayers. If she wants you, she's going to be making the effort. You will see it. It will be so glaring that this lady is fighting for us. What if she's non-talent? My dear, you're really up to something and you really don't belong there. So yeah, the word they say is enough for the wise. Thank you so much. I also saw my best friend in the dream I had at the eve of the night before the day he passed, Irving Crack wife. Okay. Good morning, Ada. We are hearing the conversation pretty clear. Oh, wow. Ada, your dreams are so interesting. About the pastor stuff, I think people should try to form a personal relationship with God so as not to be led astray. Good night, radio girlfriend. Good night, Nigeria. Wow. You're so sweet. You're saying good night to me and saying good night to Nigeria. Aww. All right, thank you so much. I am so sorry, but please, let's get into the woke up edition of the show. Right, if you are single, send me a message telling me about you, your name, where you're from, where you live, your age, your blood group, your genotype, your religion, and your personality. And then use the same format to tell me about your anticipated partner. Then you drop your phone number. That simple. All right. So we'll just be doing that today. I cannot ask you to request for a song. Look at the time. I'm so sorry about that. But next week, I promise I'll make it up to you. Okay. Please and please just be real about what you want. You need a serious girlfriend or boyfriend. You're in search of a husband or a wife. Feel free. Tell us. And if you've ever met anyone on the show, my love, hit me up. Tell me, how did it go? The first date? Was it interesting? Are you guys hoping on seeing again? Or did it just end there? Why did it end? What did you see that turned you off? And if you people have been dating, you met someone on the show and both of you have been dating and you are not telling us, I don't want to pray for breakfast, but okay, I'm not a bad person. But please do all to be updating us, okay? So we know ourselves. Coming up next is a song by Bess, and this one is called There Is Fire. All right, there's a fire. It is a song by Bess. Welcome back. This is the chat station. And what about now? The hookup edition of the show. My sincere apologies that we're starting, but it's not going to happen again. All right. Okay, so this is where you just have to hit us up, tell us about you, where you live, where you're from, your age, your blood group, your religion, your genotype, your personality, and then you drop your phone number. It's that simple. And we'll call it out, and hopefully you get a call, the love of your life. All right, and then feel free to call in as well. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Henry.
Henry. Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, actually, calling to make to see for a relationship that could be married. That's what I'm calling.
Okay.
So, I'll start this way. My name's Henry. I live in Ejibo. And
you live at where?
Ejibo here, Ejibo, that's the neighbors.
Ejibo, then it's a jiggle. You want to confuse the ladies, Abby?
No, actually, no. This is no, really not.
I get it. Go ahead.
This is how I found out. I'm a good teacher, so I'm a good teacher.
Okay.
So,
continue.
This is how I found. So, really, I am, like I said, I live in Ejibo, and I'm from Ondo State, and there. AA and O positive, and in my 40, and they're also fun to deal with, cool guy, no problem at all, fine. So, looking for a lady in between the age of 35 to 35, sure, so my age, no pranks. I mean, that's what I want, that's all. So, okay. She can call me on this number. Or probably, you know, message WhatsApp so we can get to know each other better.
Mm.
So, another thing you think I can add?
Where are you from, though?
On the state.
Okay, then. Your phone number?
Okay, 090-61-299-003.
Please call it out again and slowly.
090-61-299-003.
All right, thank you.
So please, no thanks, please. So that's just, she can help me. You can help me out. I mean, also.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. Good morning, Ada. I am Dele. I am based in Surulere. I am a Christian. AA genotype, O positive blood group, gainfully employed in a fashion outlet in Surulere. My state of origin is understated. I need a beautiful, educated, and working lady who wants to get married this year. She must be tall, Yoruba, and a Christian, curvy, and bursty. My phone number is 0806-486-6280. 0806-486-6280. Good morning, Ada. My name is Vincent and I presently reside around Ajao Estate in Idemo Axis. I am 45 years old, a Christian, and presently work within Lagos Island. I am handsome, tall, blood group O positive and genotype AA. I'm a gentle guy, sociable, very friendly, and always fun to be with. I need a gentle and beautiful young lady within the age range of 25 to 27 for a serious friendly relationship. She must be tall, very sociable, and also a career-minded person, intelligent, caring, loving, romantic, with good and honest character. Please, only serious and interesting ladies, as indicated above, should contact me immediately. My number is 0803-567-6506. 0803-567-6506. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Patrick.
All right.
Yeah. My name is Patrick.
Okay, Patrick.
I am 40 years of age.
Welcome.
I live at Oshodi, Mafoloko.
All right.
My genotype is AA. My blood group is O positive.
Okay.
I am a fashion designer. I love dancing. I am from Anambra State, but I'm based in Lagos. Oshodi Mafoloko, that's where I live. And I am fun to be with. I am caring, loving, romantic, sexy. I will need a companion.
Okay.
That is honest, no flashing. Okay.
Okay.
She can call me. Can I drop my number now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. She can call me on this number. 0090-32-33-5088. Let me come again.
Yes, please.
090. 3-2-3-3-5-0-8-8. No flashing, please.
Okay.
And I don't need someone that is far from far place. I need nearby, like Keja, Oshodi area, Mafuluku, Moshi, Sulere. It's okay for me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. This text here reads, good morning, Ada. I am Henry from Ikorodu. I am AA. Okay, that's your genotype. I need a girl for a serious relationship. A serious lady, please. My love, Henry. Henry, where are you from? Okay, you're from Ikorodu. Where do you live? What do you do? How old are you? What kind of girl do you want? Please, we need all of this information before calling out your detail. All right, it's not that difficult. Yeah, let's do that. Hello? Hello? All right, do well to call back if you can. Hello, Ada. Good morning. You cannot just say good morning and you need so-and-so relationship. No. Tell us about you. It's not that difficult, okay? Pretty not that difficult. All right. In as much as I feel like taking more calls, honestly, we have just 4 more minutes before we say goodnight. And I think at this point, this is where we can go. Thank you very much. And I must say, please, we all know the situation of things in the country. Security should be every man's business. All right? Before going out to meet anyone on the show, like the person you met on the show, or, you know, just a friend, even from social media, always tell someone about where you're going to. They come know your address, so if you're out there, share your life location. Tell a friend, tell a family member where you're headed. Please. It's not that difficult. I would have taken this text again from Henry. Well, Henry, what do you do for a living? All these things are important. You're not even helping me to help you. But all the same, always, like I was saying, always tell someone where you're headed, and please go with your own money. Don't go there and embarrass your village people. It's not ideal. Especially my gender. Ladies, let's do better. We have just 3 more minutes left at this point, and this is as far as we can go. I must thank you all for being on the other side of the radio. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for your time. And thanks for always being there to profit solutions to our family members. Thank you. Ada Blessing is my name. Reach out to me on Instagram at Ada Blessy, AdaBlezy, on Twitter at Ada_Blezy. And officially, we are Nigeria Info FM Lagos on Instagram and on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Thank you once again. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of the Morning Crossfire, a repeat broadcast of the Sunny Side, and a repeat broadcast of the Head Fact. Thank you once again, and have an amazing night, Dress. Good night.